Our next batch of news stories includes an item about the Dr. Martin's boot shop and some confusion over its future. There is also concern about how much time children are spending outdoors and parents taking their children out of school. Staff at the crisis-hit walk-in centre are considering walking out if they are not given reassurance about their pay. Workers at One Norwich Practices, which runs the centre along with Norwich's busiest GP surgery, have been told the collapsing company only has enough cash to pay them until the end of November. NHS bosses are working on finding a replacement provider for the services and to transfer staff over. But One Norwich Practices has told its 190-strong team that the organisation does not have sufficient funds to pay their wages beyond the end of November. The uncertainty has led some staff threatening to walk away from the organisation altogether. A spokesman for NHS Norfolk and Waveney said, "Work is progressing at pace between the Integrated Care Board and One Norwich Practices to secure providers to take on the services it provides."
The battle for a prominent city centre shop has stepped up a gear. A designer fashion store has seen its application to open in Norwich's branch of Doc Martens approved by the City Council, despite the shoe giant claiming it has no plans to leave. Women's fashion chain Mint Velvet is hoping to open in the Castle Street store currently occupied by Dr. Martens. But staff at the shoe shop have told this newspaper that they were unaware of the plans, and the company itself has previously said it would not be closing. A Dr. Martens spokesman said in September that they had received no contract from Mint Velvet or the City Council and had no plans to move or close. When contacted for an update, both Dr. Martens and Mint Velvet declined to comment. Mint Velvet was founded in 2009 and markets its style as relaxed glamour. The retailer currently has a concession in Gerald's and has about 50 standalone stores in the UK, including in Cambridge and Colchester, but announced plans in June to open 6 new outlets this year. When it opened in 2013, Dr. Martin's Norwich store became the UK's largest, employing 8 people at the time.
Fears that Norfolk children are spending less time outdoors than ever before has prompted a fundraising appeal by a wildlife charity to help get youngsters into nature. Norfolk Wildlife Trust is appealing for donations to help raise £50,000 so it can do more work to support children and young people. The charity says studies show children's well-being improves after spending time in nature, increasing their confidence and making relationships better. It hopes people will make donations to its Children and Nature Fund, so it can provide more opportunities to youngsters. An initiative which could benefit is the Wider Schools programme, where schools help wildlife thrive in their grounds and children learn outside. Another is the Wilder Wardens scheme, where 11 to 16-year-olds meet each month at a nature reserve to carry out conservation tasks.
Growing numbers of parents who become embroiled in feuds with their children's teachers have been blamed for rising levels of persistent pupil absences. New figures have shown an increase in Norfolk's ghost children, the term for those who miss more than half their lessons. There are now 2,500 youngsters in this category, more than 1 in 50 pupils, and a proportion experts have described as a genuine worry. They warn that the figure is increasing because of the growing numbers of parents who fall out with their children's school and remove them from lessons sometimes over issues as trivial as uniform policies. Scott Lyons, District Secretary of the National Education Union in Norfolk, said there had been an increase in the parents passing on anti-school attitudes to their children. In recent months, some Norfolk schools have seen parents refuse to send their children in following rows over uniform policies. Other boycotts have been prompted by disputes over the way that schools have handled allegations of bullying. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "We are committed to working with schools and other partners to improve school attendance and punctuality across the county. The trends in Norfolk are similar to those seen nationally, much of which can be attributed to the long-term impact of the pandemic."